Now, we're going to take a little bit of a pause on the treasure hunt, because how far would you travel for your love of music? Well, one man's love of ska music has brought him to Coventry, all the way from Cologne in Germany. Andreas Schulte, have I said that right?
That was right, yeah. Great.
Has arrived in Coventry to tell us just why he's travelled so far. I know you've got your lovely wife, Andreas, who's not going to talk. She's behind you. She's very shy. But tell us, Andreas, it's a long way to travel.
Well, what can I tell you? It's just... I always traveled to England and Great Britain for several times, and it was almost my wish to come to Coventry, because the Specials are from Coventry, and this is the band who healed or cured me from my teenage depressions in 1980. And so I always wanted to see where they're from, and then I noticed that my hometown Cologne is quite it's got a very, very similar things in Coventry and in Cologne, as it... Both cities were completely destroyed in World War II, and so they are full of, let's say, contradictory architecture. And that's what I like when a city has a story to tell, and Coventry has.
But you know what I like? I love the fact that your English is better than mine, and I can't speak German.
you're kidding, you're kidding. But actually, German is much more difficult than English is I can tell you. Yeah.
So growing up as a teenager in Cologne, how did you get into the Specials? You know, was it the radio?
Oh, two-tone swept over to Germany a lot. I was to London 1980 in Easter time, and all was black and white and checkered. And I went to markets to buy these badges for my, 10 pence or what was it at that time? I don't remember.
And
I bought a tie with the Specials on it, and Police. I liked very much all these blend of reggae, ska, and punk music.
And what was it like? I mean, did people get the message? Because Two Tone was all about combining black and white. There was a lot of tension around that time, and the Specials brought the black and white together. Did they get the message in Cologne?
Not really the message, but the idea of it, because it was very unusual to have black and white people in a band, especially in Germany, because at that time we had no black people over there. We had to give our colonies back in 1919, so there aren't any people come from Africa or from the Caribbean.
Wow. So what, it was a very strange sight, but you love the music.
Yes, I love the music, sure. Okay.
And I
didn't know what it was all about. I didn't know that ska originally came from Jamaica.
Yeah.
But when I got into the Specials, I did my music history and soon noticed, ska is Caribbean music.
And your wife is there. Oh, come and speak to her. She's shaking her head. She's so... What's your wife's name?
Ines. Spanish.
Oh, is she Spanish?
No, she's not. The name is Spanish.
Oh, so she's... Hello, Ines. I know you're not going to talk. Hello. Is your wife into ska music, or have you just dragged her along?
We met first in a ska band. This is... And so you can say... she copied Pauline Beck from The Selector, and I used to play the bass and played my Horace Panther patterns. And so you can say, without the Specials, our two boys wouldn't exist.
Oh, how lovely. I'm going to give you a little fanfare. And Pauline Black was in the studio last week.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. We should have got her to meet you guys.
We met already with our ska band. We supported The Selector in the 1990s. So.
Look at that. I'd love to. And can you both ska? Can you do the dance, you two?
Oh. I'm glad it's just the radio in here and not the TV station.
Oh, no, we can always video you and put you on our Facebook. So what is the event that's happening tonight? It's at the Canal Basin. You're going to go to the Canal Basin?
No, that was yesterday.
Oh, so you've been, sorry. Yeah. So it was yesterday. Did you enjoy yourself?
Yes, we've yesterday to an event called Pecha Kucha, which is a kind of presentation where everyone can talk about everything he wants for the time of 6 minutes and 40 seconds. And that's what I did yesterday.
Oh, so
Coventry.
You came out, you did a little
so
talk.
This was, this was just the first thing to come here, and then I thought, well, it's nice to check what the Specials did 30 years ago, and so we have a nice weekend, and this was just the beginning of the weekend yesterday at Pecha Kucha.
And I know you're leaving tomorrow, are you?
Yep.
So are you going to see any of the sites whilst you're here? The Cathedral, Herbert Art Museum, maybe going to Kenilworth, Leamington? Are you going to be able to travel a bit?
We have been to the Cathedral site yesterday, because it's very similar to Cologne. We have a ruined cathedral as well. and we're heading for the Teuton Central after this interview.
Oh, yes, at the restaurant.
Walls Grove Road or whatever.
Walls Grove.
Grave? No,
don't
grave.
Ask anybody for Walls Road.
Anyway, we'll make our way.
Oh, I'm sure, with a good sat-nav. But do, you know, please do come and see us again when you come to Coventry again. We'd love to keep seeing you. I'm looking at your lovely wife and she's like, don't talk to me. Well, this is for you two. Enid, have I got that right?
Enid
and Andreas, thank you for visiting Coventry. We're delighted to have you. And like I say, you found love through ska music. Your lovely children would not have been born without this. Thank you very much for joining us. Enjoy. Andreas and Enid. Coming all the way from Cologne in Germany for their love of ska music, talking at an event called Petra Kucha yesterday at the Canal Basin, connected to all things ska. We've put a picture of them on our BBC Coventry and Warwickshire Facebook page, but they were lovely.